Hey, Mama, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited you're joining me today. If you are listening to this, then I am either in the hospital having my baby boy right now, or we're home and just adjusting to new life as a mom of four. So I wanted to record these episodes ahead of time so that you have something to binge listen to while I'm taking a little time off. So today, I want to share some cleaning hacks that I have for you as a busy mom. Now, let me just say, I am no cleaning expert, nor do I have all my stuff together. Like, honestly, I have ADHD. You guys know this. I am far from like the cleanliest, most organized person on the planet, very far from it. But over the few years, I've really adapted some cleaning hacks that really helped me, not as a busy, crazy busy mom of almost four, but as a mom with ADHD, something that I can actually maintain. These things help me to feel less overwhelmed and to actually get stuff done. And it's been such a game changer for me. So I want to share these quick little cleaning hacks with you. If you like this, then share this episode with a mama friend. All right, let's get into it. Hey, mama, I see you folding the endless piles of laundry on your bed again, doing dishes, cooking, cleaning, bringing kids to school, going to work. You do it all. And I know because I am there too. I used to be in a constant state of overwhelm and anxiety. I even questioned whether or not I was cut out to be a mom. But then God changed my heart and He changed my mindset. And He taught me that I needed to fully surrender everything over to Him. And when I did, it was beautiful. Welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. My name is Melanie, and I am a wife and mom of four, certified Christian life coach, and now your new friend. Are you living in a constant state of anxiety and overwhelm? Do you feel like you're drowning in motherhood? Do you wish there was more for your life, but you're not sure how to even begin? Well, I am here to partner with you, Mama, and show you that there is a better way, that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Let's set healthy boundaries together, surrender everything to the Lord, and allow Him to work in our hearts and in our minds. You're going to find that you have more time for your family, more time for yourself, and more time to spend doing what you want to do most. Are you ready to get out of this endless cycle of overwhelm and step into all the joy God has for you? Well, grab your cup of coffee and let's chat. All right, mamas, welcome back. I'm so excited you're here today. I wanted to share these cleaning hacks because they are so amazing. They've helped me so much maintain my home and just be less overwhelmed overall. Like, we are all trying to do all the things as moms. We have so much on our plates that the easier, the better, right? That is my motto anyway. Like, if we can make things easier on ourselves, it goes so much more smoothly. We are less likely to snap at the kids or the hubby, and we get less overwhelmed and honestly feel like we're in control of it instead of like our household chores controlling us, right? So the number one tip I have for you, and this is my biggest tip that you will hear today, because I recently started doing this, and you guys, oh my goodness, it is such a game changer. I want to scream this from the rooftops. If you are not doing this, you have to try it. Trust me. Okay. It has to do with laundry. You have to try doing one load of laundry every single day. Every single day. Now, wait, hear me out. You might be thinking, are you serious? One load a day? That just sounds like excessive and crazy. And trust me, I thought the same thing too until I tried it. And then I was like, what the heck have I been doing with my life? Like, this is a game changer, honestly. So, little backstory of me. You know, we all have laundry, especially as moms of multiple children. You have so much laundry, you don't even know what to do sometimes, honestly. Like, there's so much laundry. And I used to say to myself, like, how do these kids have so many clothes and how are they this dirty? Like, they're not outside rolling in the mud every day. Like, how does this laundry get so out of control? I'm going to share some little, just a little stuff with you that I've honestly struggled with when it comes to laundry. And I just want to be completely 100% transparent because that's me. Like, I'm honest about things and I'm not here to sugarcoat anything or to make it appear like I have it all together, because I definitely don't. But okay, this has been my laundry routine for years, and I won't even call it a routine because it's literally like, it's just a huge crap show, honestly. So I would, like, honestly, we collect, like, pretty much every kid has like a laundry basket in their room. My husband and I have a basket, and like we might have one in the bathroom sometimes, whatever. So all throughout the week, like obviously all the dirty clothes are in there. It's collecting clothes. And then I would wait till like maybe the weekend or something or later in the week and just do like all the clothes at once, right? And then usually like once a month or every couple weeks, I'll do like all the bed sheets and stuff like that. So I really didn't have like a solid plan or system. I just kind of did it as it went. Well, the thing I noticed happening, and honestly, this has been years, like I'm talking years, you guys, years that I've been doing the same old thing, feeling the same amount of overwhelm, questioning why the heck we have so much laundry, stressing myself out, like rushing in the morning because the kids can't find any clothes. Like, we've been dealing with this for years. And if I would have found this hack a lot sooner, like I could have saved myself years of frustration, honestly, like I promise you. So whenever I would do like all these big loads of laundry, it might be, I don't know, like 4 to 5 loads on the weekends or something like that. Like, you know, you just have, it's everywhere. You have so much laundry. So I would do it on the weekends, like that would be my laundry days or whatever to catch up. But the thing I found is that I was just emptying the clean laundry out of the dryer straight into the baskets again. And then I would be so exhausted from doing all that and from everything else that I had to do around the house, because usually like my weekends were made for cleaning as well. And I just got so overwhelmed that our laundry would sit in the baskets for days. I'm talking days, like sometimes even weeks. They were clean, but they just sat in baskets. I mean, we didn't care. They were wrinkled. The kids would be stressing out in the morning trying to find their clothes, stressing me out, asking me where this piece of clothing was. I'm telling, like, yelling at them to go look in the basket. The laundry would be like all over the laundry room because the kids would just go in there and like rip out all the clothes and trying to find theirs. And do you think they put it back? No, they did not. It was all over my floor. You know, the husband would get irritated that he couldn't find anything to wear. Like, all of this chaos. I mean, chaos. Like, it made my evenings exhausting. It made my mornings like so stressful that like everyone was yelling in the house. No one could find anything to wear. Like, it was like just crazy town, like honestly crazy town. And our laundry would just sit in baskets and baskets for days and days on end. And not until honestly like a few months ago, you guys, I was watching a video on YouTube with one of like a mom that I watch on there and like a mom channel. And she talked about doing laundry once every single day, just one load a day. And I'm like, who the heck has time for that? Like, no, I cannot do one load of laundry a day. That's insane. Like, blah, blah, blah. Going off like in my head about like, why would I do that? And then I decided to try it. And let me just tell you, I put my foot in my mouth because, you guys, literally, it has been the best thing ever. Honestly, the best thing ever, not only for my mental health, but for my family. You guys, I started doing one load a day. And what magically happened was I would focus on just that one load. So what, it takes like maybe 45, 50 minutes to do like wash the load, right? Then you throw it in the dryer for another 45 minutes. And then by the time it was done, I found myself actually going to the dryer, like right when the dryer was done, and folding the clothes. Like, my mind is blown, right? I was actually folding the laundry because there was only one load. It was only one load to do. So I wasn't looking at mounds and mounds and mounds of laundry piles, getting overwhelmed just by the thought of even seeing it, and then talking myself out of even folding it and just throwing it in the back and saying, you know, go fend for yourself, family. Like, just go find your own clothes. You guys, I've been keeping up with this now for almost two months. And it's like literally the best thing. And it seems like something so silly, right? It seems like that's it. Like, you just do one load a day. Like, that's it. There's no like big laundry routine and cleaning calendar and all this. No, you guys, one load a day. What we also started doing was, yes, my kids and me and my hubby have like our laundry baskets in our bedrooms, like for dirty clothes. But what we do now, or what I mostly do, is if I see anything dirty, like in all the rooms every single day, I'll just go throw it right in the washer. So like I treat like our washer as like a big laundry basket, right? So I am throwing anything that's dirty throughout the day into that load. So it starts right off in the morning. It might even start the night before, depending on, you know, how much dirty stuff we have, which we really don't have like a ton, but we're about to have a baby. So, you know, we're going to have more, obviously. But I just throw everything right in there. I don't even put it in the hampers anymore, because I throw it in there because it's all going to be done. And throughout the day, we throw, you know, towels or whatever we need to do in there. And then at the end of the day, like towards the kind of like early evening, depending on how, you know, how quick it gets filled up, right? So it might be afternoon, might be like early evening. I will start the load, do the load, put it right in the dryer after, get it right out, fold it, put it away. Like, what? Who am I? Like, who is this person? So if you are struggling and stressed and just annoyed with the amount of laundry your family has, I promise you, if you try this, doing one load a day, you are going to feel so much less stressed. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to be like looking at your laundry room like, there's no laundry in there. Like, what happened? This is crazy. And it actually motivates me to actually fold it and put it right away, because there's only one small load. I mean, even if it has a ton of clothes, there's only one load. So like, it's giving me like a smaller option than staring at all these piles of clothes, right? So I promise you, this is going to be the best hack you will ever have. And oh my gosh, I've been talking about laundry for 10 minutes, but you guys, like, this is the biggest game changer ever, ever. Okay, let's move on to number two. All right, number two is my least favorite chore again. So laundry and now dishes. Who hates dishes? Raise your hand. Like, I despise dishes, and I might actually not despise them as much if we had an actual dishwasher, which we don't. We live in a very old building and we just don't have a dishwasher. It is what it is. I've been like this, like, we've lived here for 6 years. And I'm just used to it at this point. But when we do buy a house, like, I am definitely getting a dishwasher. But until then, I am the dishwasher, right? So I literally hate dishes. Like, it's always, that's the other, like, other chore, like laundry, that's, it's always there. Like, there's always dishes, right? So one tip I want to give you is that no matter if you have a dishwasher or not, that really doesn't matter with this tip. But I want to tell you that making sure your sink is clean every single night is like a huge game changer as well. And it works for me as well. I mean, of course, there are some nights that I'm just too tired and, you know, I'm pregnant right now. And some nights I'll leave the dishes, but most of the time I won't, because I mean, who wants to wake up in the morning, right? You're a tired mama who wants to wake up to a sink full of dirty dishes. Like, it just sets your whole day off on the wrong foot. It gives you an immediate bad mood. I mean, it sets you off. Like, you are not, you're just not waking up happy and chipper when you have a sink full of dishes, honestly. Just like if your whole entire house was a disaster when you wake up, like, who wants to wake up to that, right? So I've been really making it a point to keep our sink clear for like that night. So, and it starts with the night routine, right? So like after dinner, making sure you clean up all the dishes right away, making sure, or you have your kids help you with the dishes, making sure everyone's plates are brought to the sink or the dishwasher or whatever. And just making sure your sink is completely clear for the next morning. And this is huge because you want to wake up and you want to feel like, okay, this is a clean slate. You don't want to be stressed the minute you wake up because we have enough stress that we deal with throughout the day as moms, right? So clean your dishes the night before. Do your dishes right after eating something. This will keep you on a routine. It will keep you into the habit of making sure like all the dishes are washed. I mean, if I have like a snack or something and I use a plate or whatever, a cup, I make it a priority to bring my plate or whatever it is right to the sink. I wash it right there. Because if I go and I leave it there, it's never gonna be clean, right? It's not gonna be done right away. So I've been trying to get my kids in the habit as well. Well, my older one at least. And then just asking for help, like ask your family to help you. If this is a struggle, I know it can seem daunting, but it's like the laundry. If we see piles and piles of dishes, we're obviously not going to want to do them, right? Because it just seems overwhelming. And you're like, I'd rather go to bed right now. But if there's only like two dishes in the sink, like why not do them right away when you see them, or do them right when you put that dirty cup in the sink? Do it right then and there so that you can go to bed knowing that your sink is clear and that you're not going to wake up stressed, right? So this has reduced so much stress for me and my family. Like, I'm not snappy at them anymore for dishes all over the house. Like, it's creating these small habits that make your routine, right? Make your routine run smoother, make you more motivated to get these things done, but also take that unwanted stress away, because we don't need all this stress as moms. We really don't have to be stressed constantly, right? So that's my number two tip. Hey girl, I'm sliding in here really quick to tell you about these amazing ketone supplements that I've been taking for the past 3 years now, and I'm just so excited, and I did not want to do you a disservice by not mentioning them, so I gotta mention them to you, girl, because if you are in need of some clean, natural energy, focus, mental clarity, if you're ready to say goodbye to that mom brain fog that we all get, girl, you know what I'm talking about, then you're gonna want to try these. Whether you're looking to improve your overall health and wellness, if you're looking to lose weight, build more muscle, or just feel better overall, then you definitely want to try these. Now, ketones are naturally produced in the body, but what these supplements do is they actually mimic your body's natural ketones, and they help put you into ketosis within 15 to 30 minutes of drinking them. Now, what that simply means is that your body's going to start burning fat instead of carbs for fuel, which leads to all the brain happiness, mental clarity, energy, focus, weight loss, all the things your body needs, especially as a busy, tired mom. These are my number one go-to fuel. I don't even reach for my coffee anymore, you guys. I can't even finish a cup of coffee in the morning anymore because these ketones just make me feel so much better, and they actually wake me up a lot more than coffee. So special thanks to Prove It for sponsoring this episode. And if you are ready to jump in and try these amazing ketones, they come in a variety of flavors. It's so fun to kind of mix up and shake up a different flavor every day. And they're just so refreshing and absolutely delicious. I take two of them a day, so one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And they come in caffeine-free as well. So if you're kind of sensitive to caffeine, you don't have to worry about that. And if you like your caffeine, you don't have to worry either, because these are not going to send you into a crash or give you a headache or anything like that. They are just naturally occurring in your body, and it's going to just help you feel so, so good. So I want you to click the link below. I have 3-day, 5-day, and 30-day trial packs available. And if you get the 30 pack, then you will save 22% off your entire order. So I'm so excited to offer these to you. So go ahead and go to bit.ly/loveketones, or just click the link below. Again, that's bit.ly/love ketones, K-E-T-O-N-E-S. I cannot wait to hear what you think, mama. All right, mama, and the last tip, the third cleaning hack I have for you, is to get your kids involved in cleaning up their own messes. And trust me, I'm talking to myself when I say this one, because I honestly, between us, I did not do a great job of this with my two older ones. I kind of did everything for them, maybe enabled them a little bit, that to this day, they are like, you know, expecting me to do it all, which I don't want to put that expectation on myself, but I don't want them to put that on me as well, if that makes sense. Like, I want to give them independence. I want to foster independence in them. I want to make them accountable for their own messes, for their own belongings, right? So we don't want to enable, because what happens when we enable them when they're little is they grow up to be adults that don't want to do anything for themselves, who expect things handed to them, and who just don't want to honestly work for anything. And I'm not about to raise kids like that. So start when they're little. So my little guy is 3, and I started probably when he was like 2.5 to get him to clean up his toys with me. If you have to, make it a game for them. If they're young, really young, make it a fun game. Do a race. See who can, you know, get to the toy box first. Who can pick up the most toys first wins a sticker or whatever. Like, be creative with it, but fostering that independence with them and assisting them and modeling this for them is going to help them to grow into adults who actually will clean up after themselves and not be slobs and not make messes. Like, it's so important, and it's such a huge life skill to have and to instill in them. So it's okay if you're like me and my older two. Like, I honestly admit I did a really bad job with this. I did everything for them, and it shows to this day, but I am, you know, working on backtracking that and really fostering more independence in them. Like, my 10-year-old, I'm starting to teach her to cook a lot and showing her like how to do, just really easy meals, how to, you know, clean up after herself, how to clean up when she's done cooking, like all that stuff. So we really want to foster them to be responsible for their own belongings. And also, like, I don't want to be looked at as like everyone's maid. Like, that is not my job as a mom. Of course, I love to take care of my family and I love to do things for them, but I am not going to be 100% like doing everything myself, serving you like a short order cook and like cleaning up after you. Like, we have to teach these things to our kids. So that is number 3. I hope that you guys enjoyed those 3 hacks, because they have really, really helped me, especially having ADHD. And any way I can reduce my overwhelm, like, sign me up, because as you know, with ADHD, we get super overwhelmed. So I hope that you like these cleaning hacks. Share them with a mama friend you think might enjoy them. And I will see you in my next episode. God bless. Hey, mama, thanks so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to hang out with me. If you could be so kind and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and written review, that would mean the world to me. It just lights my heart up so much to hear from you, but it also helps other moms find the podcast. You can also connect with me on Instagram and YouTube at The Confident Mom. Remember, you are a good mom, you can do hard things, and you are so worthy of love. I'll see you next week.